All right, Chad Reen, welcome back to Outdoors. First time in 3 years. I think a very impressive day and a wise veteran move by grabbing that gate, inside gate, both motos, and moving over a bit. Nice work today.
Thanks, man. I can honestly say it was a fun day. Fun yesterday, fun today. Qualifying went well. Like most riders, I left a lot out there, but what was I, seventh?
Yeah.
I'll take that all day.
Yeah.
Fifth in the first moto, eighth in the second moto. A little bit bummed because I crashed, but overall, I said to myself, actually, me and Truman kind of said that I wanted max points versus fantasy, so that's eighth overall.
Yeah.
Got it. In all honesty, I think a top 10, just going off of, like, when you look at the real facts, I obviously wasn't in shape. Like, the second moto, my physical shape was fine, but my, lifting my leg up and down, because of the mud, and your boots were, what, an extra 10 pounds, 15 pounds. So I think that I would have struggled in that area anyway. I was struggling. I was dragging my feet I think there's just no substitute for, getting in the gym, trying to replicate that. You have to come and race, and that's something that you can only learn from racing. So
we talked this week. You've been bicycling. You look like you're in really good shape, but there's just two different types of being in shape. There's bicycling and being physical fitness, and there's racing two national motos.
Yeah, two moto. I mean, that's the first 235-minute motos I've done since actually, I mean, it's my first moto since, what was that, England 16, when I did the GPs. I did 30, so when I, on Tuesday, when I went and rode with Chase, he was doing 30 plus 2, and I looked down at my watch, it said 31, I'm like, I'm good, I'm good, I'm like, I didn't need to go those three laps, you know, I'm like, I'm good. I made it. And at that point, and then I went, the second moto, I looked down and it was 26 minutes and I was tired, but not too bad. And I'm like, I'm good. But my butt was getting sore and starting to get like beat up. So I'm like, I'm out. I'm just going to save myself. So, I had a really good time this weekend and I think, I made it hard on myself. I'm making donations, comments and things like that I made. For me, coming off of the couch, 6 days of riding, first race since May, I stay true to what I said on my Instagram. I think I'm still, one of the best, if not the best Australian available. And I think it proved it today.
It was interesting to see you out there because you felt like at times with the mud and everything, it was kind of a who's who of who can do well because it was so muddy. But I guess for you, when you look at the guys that you were racing with and the guys you finished with, there's no difference, mud or dry, between the competition each week. The cream today kind of rose to the top. There was no weirdo finishes. Maybe the Canadian guy, but other than that.
A Canadian guy, I like that.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody, it was all fair for everybody, yeah.
No, I do. I think, it wasn't easy by no means, I was out there and I was pushing and, I think with the conditions, it brought certain things physically that I was that I got tired. I didn't necessarily I wasn't breathing hard. I wasn't like cardio. I wasn't necessarily tired, but my body got sore. I was already going out for second moto, and I'm like, oof, my lower back. And they're just, all you can do is ride. But I think so. In my opinion, had it been dry, a lot of those muscle things would have been maybe not as bad. But then I think that the pace would have been higher, so then cardio maybe would have been pushed out a little bit. So, it's kind of give and take. I honestly think that I raced on the same racetrack that everybody else had too, and two good starts, and two races in the top 10 for a guy that kind of has really sucked, at outdoors. My last 14? No, actually, let's be honest. 13, 14, and 15, I was horrendous.
Now we need to go back and look at the vault, but this might be one of your best U.S. finishes in a while. Near the end of 2-2, like you said, it wasn't going that well. So this might be one of the better ones. We talked before we hit record. How did you get the inside gate two motos in a row? Because we saw it was a nice little move you pulled, and then no one took that gate for Moto 2, and you did the same move again.
Yeah, I mean, really, I personally hate inside gates. you know, Ricky, that's a Ricky thing, not so much a me thing. So really, I just kind of had Ricky in my back of my mind going, go to the inside, you know, like, kind of like, and I think maybe it was Stanton or Jonio that told him, but I seen the opportunity. I'm like, dude, I have to try it.
Yeah.
It worked. And I'm like, and then I told all these guys, I'm like, there's no way I get that gate in a second moto, and four guys in ahead of me didn't take it. So I was really, really surprised that nobody took it. And yeah, obviously it was to my benefit. I don't know that I got the first hole shot, but I think I got the second one.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was good. I didn't get a leader lap or anything like that. Like Barsha definitely, you know, didn't want me to lead at any point. He wanted to try to run away, but I struggle. Like, when it's muddy, nasty, and I'm kind of just, you know, like, I was cautious. Yep. You know, like, I didn't want to just throw it away.
From J-Bone calling you about, hey, maybe you want to do the last two, to now doing this one, going to North Carolina. How's the JGR team? You know, how you've been around them. They seem happy to have you. You're happy to be here. But how was the whole experience of being with these guys and riding during the week?
You know, like, I can honestly say, like, the only reason I did it is because of, like, how much fun I had. You know, during the test, you know, the bike that I started on, the bike that I finished on, I felt, you know, improved a lot. At that point, you're just, you know, like, I'm making it for me at that point. So, I really enjoyed that part of it. And for me, it's just like coming here, a nasty weekend, you know, be hard on the clutch in the first one. They throw a new engine in it, you know, and it, like, there was no, like, I didn't even think about it, you know? So, like, it was really a lot of fun. A lot of the guy, you know, a few of them I've worked with before. Some of them are all completely new to me.
Dean Baker goes back to Yamaha, Troy.
Yeah, we were throwing out O2 comments today. Yeah. So that was fun. I really had fun this weekend. I don't know, you know, like, it's hard to say, but, like, it's possibly my last national ever. Maybe my last motocross ever. Who knows? But, if that is the case, then, like, I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel like I can walk away, and I'm good. Off the couch.
Right.
Yeah, I'm getting silly, but, yeah, off the couch.
I think it was good. I think it was a very respectable showing, for sure. And Supercross 19, let's do it. JGR and Reed. Supercross only.
Hey, I'm all for Supercross only. And you know, and I think I'm in a better space. Like, if I had to, like, step in next year or you know, or help the team like I did this weekend, I in a situation, it would be nice to stay in shape, ride. I don't know that I want to grind away week after week. Because I honestly, like, one reason why I probably am happy and I'm here and I'm enjoying you know, like, life, is because I just, like, right after Supercross, I spent a lot of time with PT. I went to Italy, had a good time with the family, and it kind of just made me really, like, revived mentally, back where I needed to be. And shit, I've just been working hard, like, training and riding. And so, luckily I'd been doing that, because normally I'd be 20 pounds heavier than I am now, and I don't know that I could go do what I did today, you know, in my normal off-season shape.
Nice to have you back. Lots of fans out there. Thank you for this.
Thanks. Okay.